taken on any item not appearing on the posted agenda, except that the members of a legislative body or its staff may briefly respond to the statements made or questions posed by persons exercising their public testimony rights under Section 54954.3. So we have four public comment cards, and it looks as though all four of the public comment cards are under the same topic. Did we lose Russell? Oh, hi, Russell. Oh, sorry. Okay. We were needing the official timekeeper, Russell. What I would like to say to all the speakers is that we do have a clock here and up on front, so hopefully you'll be mindful at the end of 3 minutes' time. We will turn the recording off, and then we will move on to the next presenter for the public comments. Our first public comment is Lori Whitmore. If you could come up and please state your name for the record. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Lori Whitmore. I'm a teacher at Lyndhurst High School. I'm here as a representative of my site, of my union, of my peers as teachers. And I'm here not as an adversary or presenting an argument, but here to implore you to please continue the forward momentum that I have seen in the last couple of months as far as professional development goes. So the Department of Education defines professional development as specialized training, formal education, or advanced learning intended to help educators improve their knowledge, competence, skill, and effectiveness. Okay. As a teacher, I've heard copious complaints about offerings of professional development through our district. Particularly at the secondary level, there have been limited offerings that meet the definition of improving competence, skill, and effectiveness. There's been a general dissatisfaction with the process of planning and implementation of professional development within our district. Though there have been surveys and evaluations where teachers have been asked for our input and our opinions, we have not seen this feedback have any impact on the focus of topics for professional development, the company and presenters, nor the delivery of the trainings. It is my hope and my personal belief that the changes in leadership at our district office level has been movement in the right direction. I urge the board, and particularly you, Mr. Cena, to think about that and to embrace the idea of collaboration between the teachers and the district office to make sure that we're meeting that goal of providing professional development that meets the needs, desires, and abilities of our teachers where they're at to move us forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Whitmore. Our next public comment, Angela Siegel.
Good evening, afternoon. It's one of the two. Angela Siegel, the Marysville Unified Teachers Association president and also on the bargaining team, and I also teach at Marysville High School. I wanted to speak to the board also about the fact that within our bargaining right now, where really the crux of the issue is on this, what we're calling PDC, which is our Professional Development Collaborative. We started out calling it a committee, and then the union changed, revised that language to collaborative, because that's really actually what we want right now. Lori just mentioned the change in leadership, which is a step in the right direction. It's movement in the right direction. And so we wanted to acknowledge that and even honor that by changing it from committee to collaborative. Within that, though, one of the things that we have urged on the district's end of it is for that collaborative to be co-chaired by MUTA and the district. And right now, that is at a critical point within our bargaining and our negotiations. And the teachers union feels very strongly, especially based on feedback we have from teachers going back, at least 10 years that we can find, and in particular the last 3 years. This year we started out on a positive note. In September, MUTA worked with the District and Ed Services Department to put out a survey in regards to PD, and we worked together on that, collaborated on that. MUTA garnered extraordinary response from the teachers union to that survey to try to acknowledge the fact that the head of Ed Services was trying to get that input. And so we have collaborated there. We thought that was a great start to things, which is also where we came up with continuing the idea of having co-chairs for the PD collaborative, is we want to continue those efforts. We want to continue to see an increase in interest in and participation in PD. And we think the way that's going to happen is if we continue this collaborative effort, this co-chair effort through the entire PD collaborative. And so we need the board, we need Mr. Cena, we need the board in particular to accept that within our bargaining and negotiations. It's just imperative at this point. And we want to work with the district. We want the district to trust us like we trust them. That's a two-way street. And right now there are a lot of teachers who are very concerned about that. And I think the way to really garner trust on the part of teachers, not just in negotiations in general, but specifically with the PD collaborative, is to agree to the co-chairs. There are some other things that we still need to work out within that language, but they are minor details that we know we can figure out between the two groups, but the co-chairs is critical. We want to continue those collaborative efforts with Ed Services at this level. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Siegel. Next public comment is Tammy Strozzini.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, my name is Tammy Strozzini, and almost three decades ago, I entered this field in this district with both a mission and a promise. My mission was to provide students an opportunity to learn, explore, and realize their potential for being productive citizens. My promise was that for the length of my career, I would always strive to stay current and relevant in my instruction so that I would always be able to fulfill that mission. I remember my very first PD conference. It was a critical thinking conference at Sonoma State, where I was given tools and strategies in the art of Socratic questioning. I remember attending conferences such as the National Science Conference in San Jose and the Renaissance Learning Annual Conference in San Antonio, where we got to hear from experts in their respective fields, Bill Nye the Science Guy and Nicholas Sparks. A little closer to home, I recall the MICAs, professional development presented by the best professionals of all, our own teachers. I remember accruing hours and being able to purchase units of credit so that I could continue my movement across the salary schedule. Since then, the purse strings have been closed tight. Restrictions are placed on what teachers could go to and how far they could go to attend. We attended new curriculum trainings and unpacked the new Common Core standards. Teacher-led INAs returned, but only for a short time. And of course, most recently, schools district-wide have sent teams over the past few years to PLC trainings to be followed up by the days upon days and dollars upon dollars with Maria Nielsen. It just seems to me that in this second half of my career, our professional development opportunities have been lacking. For technology offerings on sites with little to no internet, to one-and-done presentations that go no further, there's got to be a better, more effective way to offer educators of this district quality, meaningful professional development. The timing is perfect to put into place a team, a collaborative, comprised of and chaired by an equal number of educators and district personnel, together fleshing out the wants and needs of our teachers and seeking out the opportunities our teachers are asking for. We can have experts come to our teachers, or better yet, we can recognize that we have experts among us from whom we can learn so much. Or we can just let our teachers attend trainings about topics they strongly believe in. As the world these children are growing up in keeps changing so drastically from year to year, I need more opportunities that will allow me to keep my promise. And I strongly believe that this team, the Professional Development Collaborative, can do what it will take to help me keep that promise. You, the board, can also help me keep that promise by helping the district to see the advantages of having such a collaborative team. I'm in my final decade of this amazing, fulfilling career I've chosen. Please help me keep my promise. Please help me fulfill my mission. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next public comment, Mr. Brian Hatch.
Good afternoon. Here I am again, and I. But what's been said is pretty much what I was thinking about. But I'd just like to just say, as a teacher who's been in this district for 31 years, and this is my retiring year, I'm here to talk not for me, because I'm pretty much done, right? I'm here to speak for the younger teachers and the teachers who are in the profession and who are professionals. We have put a big emphasis on professional learning communities. And what the teachers are asking for is a significant voice in what we need, what we feel like we need. And so it's not a small little thing of semantics. This is an important issue that teachers should be able to have a co-chair with this collaborative, because teachers are professionals. They have different needs and different things that they need to do a better job as a teacher. And so I'm just encouraging the board to really consider that as it's not a small matter, it's a really big matter. It's important to our teachers. It would make us feel like this professional development, this professional learning community is not just lip service, but you really believe it. And so it's kind of like a put your money where your mouth is kind of thing. To have a co-chair, you'd be saying that you really mean it. You believe that teachers should have a voice in what they need as a professional. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pratt. Our next public comment card, Erica Schlusler.
I'm Erica Schlusler.
Schlusler.
Nice to see you guys. So I dusted myself off and thought, okay, I'll talk to them again, because I am so excited about this. This is the MUTA counter, and this is the district's counter. And we agree on everything on here practically, except that one line there and this one little line down here. And I just feel like you guys have invested so much in the professional learning community way of working that we're doing now. And this is an evolution of that. This is getting people, like in my little kindergarten PLC, we don't have a lead. We have a group of people who, by consensus, basically, we've never disagreed yet, so I'm not sure what we'll do if we do that. Maybe, I don't know. Kindergarten teachers are creative. But we get together and we look. We do the work that is professional work. We are professionals. And this is a next step up. I know that there are administrators who have teachers on their sites that they can see would be better teachers if only they really understood X, right? And we have teachers on sites who start to feel burnout because this that I'm doing here isn't working, and we hardly ever really get to go into each other's classes and see, but that's a different day. But they could say, you know, God, if I could just figure out what to do with students who are coming to me with such deep emotional need, for example. All of us teachers have that in us. We all have, there's something more I can do. We're always growing. Now, if those administrators and those teachers got together in a PLC, or in this, how we've called it, a professional development collaborative, and collaborated on how best to address the professional development needs in our district, how great would that be? Okay, we have Mr. Cena, brand new.
So, Inga, thank you very much for your comments. That's our three-minute time. Thank you very much. Board members, we'd like for you to now move to conference room 1 for closed session. Thank you.